Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a classic hot pants style sample workflow in Ableton Live 12, and we're pushing it into a rolling, punchy, jungle-influenced drum and bass intro. This is not just about chopping a break and looping it. We're building something that feels musical, DJ-friendly, and full of motion, with swing, tension, and a really disciplined low end. So if you already know the basics of warping and clip editing, perfect. We're moving past that and focusing on taste, groove, and arrangement. The goal is to end up with a 16-bar intro that feels like early jungle energy with modern clarity and enough space left open for a bassline to hit hard when the drop comes in. First thing, find a break or sample with real character. A clean, punchy hot pants style funk loop works great here because it has strong transients, ghost notes, and a groove that can survive chopping. Treat it like raw rhythmic material, not a finished loop. Drag it into an audio track, turn warp on, and start with beats mode. You usually want to keep the transient behavior natural, so don't over-tighten it right away. Let Ableton detect the tempo, but listen carefully and adjust the start marker so the groove lands tightly on the downbeat. And here's a big one. If the break already has a good human push and pull, don't iron it flat. A lot of jungle swing comes from preserving a little imperfection. If every transient is perfectly lined up, the loop may be technically clean, but it loses attitude. Once the sample feels solid, the next move is to slice it to a drum rack. This is where the loop stops being a loop and starts becoming performance material. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. You can slice by transient if you want maximum control, or by 1/8 if you want a more structured starting point. Ableton will map the slices across the pads in a drum rack, and now you can rearrange the groove from scratch. That matters because now you're not just repeating the original performance. You can duplicate hits, mute certain slices, shift the phrasing, and layer your own drums underneath. For advanced jungle work, that's the whole game. Now let's build the feel. Jungle swing is not just generic shuffle. It's syncopation, ghost note chatter, late snares, little pockets of tension, and a rhythm that feels alive. Start with a 2-bar MIDI phrase. Put the snare on the backbeat, usually 2 and 4, or a variant of that. Add ghost kicks before the snare, a few pickup hits after it, and some tiny extra notes between the main accents. Then get into the micro timing. Push a few hats slightly ahead of the grid to create urgency. Pull some ghost snares slightly behind for swagger. Leave room in the low end so the future bassline has space to breathe. You can also open the groove pool and test an MPC-style swing, something around 55-60% as a starting point, then reduce the timing amount so it doesn't get too sloppy. Keep random subtle. The goal is movement, not mush. If the groove feels correct but not exciting, chances are it needs contrast. Use velocity as part of the arrangement, not just as humanization. Make the ghost notes quieter in the early bars, then gradually bring them up as the intro develops. That makes the rhythm feel like it's growing into the track instead of just looping endlessly. Now let's talk about the identity of the intro. A good DNB intro has to do more than hold a beat. It needs to set up pressure before the drop. So think in layers. You might have the main chopped break, a filtered top loop, a few single hit accents, maybe a ride or hat layer, and an optional vocal stab or atmospheric texture. You do not need a full drum wall from the start. In fact, it's usually better if the intro hints at the energy instead of revealing everything at once. A strong layout could look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered and minimal. Bars 5 to 8 add more ghost hits and hat movement. Bars 9 to 12 open the filter and bring in more snare variation. And bars 13 to 16 build tension with automation, risers, or a tape stop style effect before the drop. That progression gives the intro a clear arc. Now let's shape the drum chain. A practical starting point on the break group is EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator. With EQ8, you can clean up the low end with a high pass around 30 to 40 Hz if needed. Cut some mud in the 200 to 400 Hz range, and add a little presence around 3 to 6 kHz if the snare needs more bite. Drum bus can add drive and a little crunch, but keep the boom low or off for this kind of intro. Glue compressor should just hold the loop together, not crush it. Aim for a couple dB of gain reduction, with a medium attack so the transients still punch through. Then use saturator with soft clip-on to thicken things up, without killing the snap. If the loop feels too clean, you can add a touch of corpus, erosion, or even a very subtle redux for texture. The key is restraint. You want grit, but you do not want to flatten the transient energy that makes the break hit. Another advanced move is to make the swing feel intentional by deciding where not to place things. Leave space before the snare. Create call and response between the kick and the ghost notes. Don't fill every 16th note just because you can. And if the loop feels too predictable, stop asking for more notes. Instead, use fewer repeated patterns, stronger dynamics, and a couple of unexpected syncopations. That's where the jungle character really lives. Even if the bass line is not fully entering yet, tease it. Add a filtered sub pulse, a short restab, a low synth note with some LFO motion, or a reversed bass swell leading into the drop. Operator is great for a simple sine sub, Waveatable works well for moving bass hints, and Autofilter can automate the opening over 8 or 16 bars. Just make sure any true sub stays mono and simple. Keep the bottom clean and centered, and save the width for the top layers and effects. Now bring in automation, because a static break is never enough for a strong intro. Automate the Autofilter cutoff, drum bus drive, reverb wet amount, delay feedback or mix, and even utility width if you want the stereo image to open up as the section builds. A good pattern is to keep the first four bars darker and more closed, slowly open the cutoff over the next four, then bring in more transient energy and brightness in the middle, and finally peak the tension in the last few bars before stripping things back for the drop. If you want extra character, resample the groove. This is a very classic D&B move. Once the intro feels good, create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record the whole 16-bar pass. Now you can edit the recorded audio like a performance. Chop it, reverse a snare tail, remove a beat, create a fill, or add a one-bar tension moment before the drop. Resampling often gives the groove a more lived-in, unstable quality, which is exactly what makes jungle feel alive. And from an arrangement perspective, make sure the intro actually functions like an intro. Bars 1 to 4 should be the sparsest. Bars 5 to 8 should introduce more rhythmic detail. Bars 9 to 12 should start opening the top end and hinting at bass. Bars 13 to 15 should build tension hard, maybe with a drum fill or a snare roll. Then the final bar should either give a clean gap or a sharp impact so the drop lands properly. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, do not over-quantize the break. If you snap everything too tightly, you kill the swing. Second, do not overload the intro with low end. You need space for the bass line and kick later. Third, do not repeat the same bar too long without variation. Even small changes every two or four bars matter a lot. And finally, do not overprocess the break. Too much compression, saturation, and reverb can flatten the punch. If you want to go darker and heavier, use EQ8 to tame harsh top end. Try parallel distortion on a return track with something like roar, pedal, or saturator, and keep the sub mono with utility. You can also make the snare more aggressive with a little transient shaping, short room reverb, or a clip transient layer under the break. Darker D&B thrives on mutation, so once you have a good loop, resample it and rechop it into something more broken and personal. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build an 8-bar jungle swing intro from one break, one filtered bass hint, and one FX element. Slice the break to a drum rack, program a 2-bar groove with snare emphasis on 2 and 4, add a few ghost notes, vary the hat timing slightly, then duplicate it out to 8 bars. Change at least one element every 2 bars, like removing a kick, adding a ghost snare, opening the filter, or dropping in a reversed slice. Then automate the filter and drum bus a little, resample the result, and trim it into a clean intro clip. The big idea here is simple: treat the break like a performance, not source audio. Think in phrases, energy bands, and arrangement, not just in loops. When the groove has identity, pressure, and forward motion, it stops being just a break and starts becoming a proper D&B intro. That's the deep dive. Slice it, swing it, automate it, resample it, and keep the bottom end under control. Do that, and you've got a solid jungle-flavored Ableton intro that can lead into a drop with real authority.